bitter weeping among loved ones as Devin Vanderwedge received a sentence of 20 years for the March 2017 beating of 2-year-old Ethan Bigham inside the town of Marilla trailer in which they and several others resided. Bigham died of his injuries 2 days after the incident. Defense attorney Kevin Spittler tried to convince Judge James Barnesi to grant youthful offender status, arguing his client wasn't mature enough to fully comprehend the severity of his actions when his beating inflicted what would prove to be the fatal injuries. And Spittler argued the judge should have considered Vanderwedge's own difficult life, including getting kicked out of his own home.
It's heartbreaking for everyone, and no matter how much you try to argue that that it shouldn't have happened, it was a bad set of circumstances, it happened, and the court is tasked with putting together what the court feels is an appropriate sentence. I respectfully disagree with the judge as to what the sentence should be.
Vanderwedge was welcomed to stay in the trailer home where several other adults and children lived, and he served as an informal caretaker for the children. District Attorney John Flynn supports the sentence, but he did make a note of the defendant's troubled past.
He will not spend the rest of his life in prison. He'll get out at some point. And hopefully he'll then become a productive citizen when he gets out. But I find it a little bit ironic that the mother of the defendant now is going to come out and ask the judge and for a second chance when he wasn't provided a home in the first place, apparently.
Judge Barnesi in court asked where were the people who forwarded letters in Vanderwedge's defense when he needed a place to stay. Meanwhile, the toddler's mother faces misdemeanor charges for what investigators say was her failure to seek medical attention for her boy after the assault. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.